So today is Wednesday, March 27th, Yod Zayin Adar Bet, Parshat Tzav. So this shiur went in a lot of directions, and I'm actually really pleased how it worked out. I hope you'll appreciate also the different connections. So in order to understand, we have to go back to last week's parsha, one pasuk. So, Vayikra Perk Aleph Pasuk Zayin, V'natnu b'nei Aaron a coin ish al hamizbeach. So the descendants of Aaron the coin shall place fire on the mizbeach, on the altar. So that's one of the mitzvot that they have to do. And Rashi there explains V'natnu ish, that these human beings, these human kohanim, are placing fire. Afal pi shehayesh yoredet min hashamayim, even though we know that there was fire descending from heaven. And Chabad says to consume the sacrifices. It shows that the sacrifices were accepted, the korbanot. Mitzvah lehavi min ha-hedyot. It is also a mitzvah, as commanded in the Torah, in this pasuk, for a normal person, not God, to bring his fire to the mizbeach at all. As well, sorry. So the fire is a combination of godly fire and human fire. And here we have in the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Kafal Fumud Bet, that a braita shows us that there are five matters stated with regard to the fire of the arrangement of wood, and this is the godly fire. It crouched above the wood like a lion. There's a debate later on that says it was like a dog. It's decided the lion is the first temple and the dog is the second temple. It was as clear as the light of the sun. We're going to read a commentary on that, what exactly that means. And the word for clear is bara. So just keep that in mind. It had substance to the extent that it could be felt, unlike our fire, that it burns you, but it doesn't have any kind of substance to it. It was powerful enough to consume wet wood like dry wood, and it did not raise smoke. The Gemara answers, when we said that the smoke was not displaced, indicating that the wood produced smoke, that was in reference to the fire brought by a person, as it was taught in a braita. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire upon the altar, indicating that even though fire descends from the heavens, still there is a special mitzvah to bring fire by a person. The fire that the priests brought produced smoke, and the miracle related to that smoke. So you see this distinction being made between the two fires and the command that we need to have both. Okay, the Marasha, in his Chidushei Agadot, at the back of the Gemara, explains what does it mean it was clear like the sun. Kihu esh hayisodi, masha ein ken esh shelamata. So this fire, this heavenly fire, was some kind of basic fire, some foundational fire, which was not the case from the fire that the kohanim would bring, shehu merkav miyisodot acherim, because human earthly fire, it's called earthly, is a combination of different yisodot here. The yisodot are the foundations of the earth, what all matter is made of, water, air, fire, dirt, all those things. So earthly fire is made up of all those different things. Lechach ein bo mamash, and therefore it doesn't have any substance to it. Like that said in the Gemara, v'nichba ayde yisodot achirim, and it can be extinguished by other foundational things. Kagon eish shalanu shehamayim mechabim oto, like our fire, earthly fire, that water puts it out. And that explains what it says above in the Gemara, that the rains would never put out the fire of the wood that was arranged on the altar. This was because this was talking about the heavenly fire, hayisodi, the basic heavenly fire. And it says in the Torah, Esh Tamid, which we're going to see in our pasuk, lo tichbeh, which we'll also see in our parsha, that you should not extinguish it. Hainu de behedyot. So the command that we're going to see in the Torah not to extinguish the fire on the altar is the earthly fire. De mitzvah lavi mehen hahedyot kedilakam, because we know it is also a mitzvah to have earthly fire along with the heavenly fire. Okay, so now we're ready to look at what the Marasha referenced, our parsha. So it's the very beginning of our parsha. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzav et Aaron vet banav limor, command Aaron and his son saying, that's why our parsha is called Tzav, and Stephanie is going to wear her turtle earrings. Zot Torah Ta'ola Hi. This is the Torah. Notice I should have bolded that. This is the Torah of the Ola. So it translates it as the law of the burnt offering. The Ola, it means to go up because the entire offering goes up to Hashem. There's nothing left over for humans. We don't take any part of it out for humans to eat, either the Kohanim or anybody who's bringing the Korban. Hi ha'ola al-mokta al-hamizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. So this is the burnt offering which burns on the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall burn with it. So keep in mind, this is going to be relevant to one of our sources, that it burns all night until the morning. V'lavash ha'kohen mido bad, the kohen shall don his linen tunic, u'michnasei bad, and linen pants, yelbash al b'saro, he'll wear on his flesh, v'heirim et ha'deshen asher tochal ha'esh, and he shall lift up the ashes that the fire has consumed, et ha'ola, of the burnt offering, al ha'mizbeach, upon the altar, v'samu etzel ha'mizbeach, and he'll place it next to the altar. This is what I had originally planned on speaking about, these clothing, and how in the next pasuk we'll see he has to change clothing, but then it got completely changed around. But we're going to see metaphor, that this, according to some of the commentators, we're going to see this is all one big metaphor. Upashatet begadav, he takes off those clothing, v'lavash begedim acherim, and he wears other clothing, v'hotzi et hadeshen el michutz l'machana, el makom tahor, and he takes out the ash to a clean place or a pure place outside of the camp. This is, we always read this parsha before Pesach. A lot of times this is actually the parsha right before Pesach. Thank God that's not the case this year. And it's a way to inspire yourself to clean your house for Pesach, that this is one of the Kohanim's holy duty, was cleaning out the ash, taking out the garbage, literally. V'ha'esh al ha'mizbeach tukad bo, the fire on the altar shall burn it, lo tichbeh. So this is the command that we saw mentioned before. Do not extinguish it. Ubi er aleha. So he'll burn upon it. Hakohen etzim, treat firewood. Baboker, every single morning. Be'arech aleha ola. And he'll arrange upon it the ola, the burnt offering. Yihiktir aleha chalvei hashlamim. And he'll cause the fats of the peace offering to go up in smoke upon it. Esh tamid tukad al hamizbeach lo tichbeh. Esh tamid, so this might sound familiar to you. There are two esh tamids in the Mishkan. We're going to point them both out. This is not the one you're thinking about, but it is another eternal light, continuous fire. Shall burn upon the altar. It shall not be extinguished. You can't extinguish it. Okay, so Rashi there, esh tamid. This Eshena Marba Tamid, this is the fire regarding which it says to continue. So Rashi here is already interpreting. There's another fire that's called Tamid, and that's in Shmot Chafzayin, and it's of course talking about the menorah. Hishamad Likimba Etenirot. They make a connection, and there's a whole long Gemara about this, that this heavenly fire is what was used to light the light of the menorah, which also was eternal. And that's when we have the Esh Tamid in our synagogues, that's representing the menorah, not this heavenly fire. And we have the pasuk about the menorah, la'lot ner tamid, to kindle the lamps continuously. This fire must also be kindled from the fire on the altar, which is what our parsha is talking about. And then lo tichbeh, which we saw was repeated twice. Hamechabeh esh al mizbeach, one who would extinguish the fire on the altar. And of course, this is talking about the earthly fire, because the heavenly fire wouldn't be able to be put out. Over b'shnei lavim. So because it says it twice, they get two counts of a crime of doing an aveira, a sin, on it. Okay, so I have a bunch of different sources and how they interpreted this and how we can find relevance in it for today, since we unfortunately do not have the Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the Ola offering, and we also are not Kohanim, except for some of you are, sorry. So even when it was relevant with the Beis HaMikdash, it would not have been relevant for most of us who are not serving in the Beis HaMikdash, except for my dad. So we're going to the way it's ordered, I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to tell you in advance. So first we have the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizinch. And he is from the 18th century. He's a Hasidish Rebbe. And then we move to the next 100 years later, the Sfat Emet, another Hasidish Rebbe of Gur. And then we move to the Shem Mishmuel, who is another Hasidish Rebbe from the 20th century, early 20th century. And then, if you remember last week, I was so excited about the Chatam Sofer and his Rebbe. So today, I'm including both the Panim Yafot, who's the Rebbe of the Chatam Sofer, and then the Chatam Sofer, and then the Chatam Sofer's grandson, who we have seen before. He unfortunately was killed at age 95 with his entire community in Auschwitz and wrote beautiful things. So I'm really excited about the connection between all of these people and how it turned out. So we're going to start with the Hasidus. So the Hasidus takes us into the 20th century, and then we go back to the 18th century after the Hasidus. Okay, so the Noam Elimelech, Ve'amar ketuv zot Torat Ha'ola. So the Pasuk says, this is the Torah of the Ola offering. Pevirish tavo l'madriga hazot. The explanation of this level, for this level, Shia Torah Shacha Ola, that we should understand it, instead of taking it literally, this is the law of the Ola offering, we should understand it is this is the Torah of yours which goes up. Your learning can rise up. Pevirish Shetekaper Al Hirhor Halev. And he explains that as atoning for random thoughts, which are usually negative thoughts that lead you astray. Hi ha'ola al-mukta. This is what it means by placing the ola, which is the korban, on the fire. Perush od tif'ol ha'torah ha'hi she'tilmod she'taviyacha el ahava v'hitlavut gadol. So the explanation how we can understand it today is that the Torah that you learn should activate in you, that it'll bring you to a love and great enthusiasm. He wrote before, Shehat Torah Chashuva Keneged HaKol, that the Torah corresponds, is considered against everything. Al HaMizbeach, in corresponding to the altar. Ratzalomar, no, sorry, that Torah considered everything. So now back to our psukim and making it relevant. Al HaMizbeach, on the altar. Ratzalomar, HaTorah Hazot Hi Lamala Min HaMizbeach. So that is to say, this Torah that is going to allow you to rise up and give you this excitement and enthusiasm is above the altar. Shehakorbanot enam mechaprim kulam al kol chet, ki im kol echad mechaper al chet shelo. When we talk about the korbanot, they can only atone for each individual sin that each korban, each offering is assigned to. You can't have one korban overarching to correspond to everything. Aval haTorah mechaperet al kol, but learning Torah atones for everything. Ubezeh haTorah meula min hamizbeach, and in this point, the Torah is above, is on a higher level than the altar. Ve'esh hamizbeach tukad bo, the fire of the altar burns on it. What's the metaphor for this? Ratzalomar kmo shehaya bo. That's what it wants to say, is just as fire comes on the altar from the heavens, kein tukad hitlavut esh behatzadi kazeh asher yitnaheg kaniktav la'el. So too will there be this burning excitement of fire in the tzadik, meaning the tzadik here is the one who's taking this advice of how to act and how to make Torah part of your life, in how he behaves. Bilavash hakohen midobad. So how do we apply this, that the kohen wears his linen tunic? Perush, the explanation is kasher yitnaheg kenichtav leel, if he behaves as explained above, which I think I didn't include for you, but in learning lots of Torah, basically, nikra hatzadik, kazeh b'shem kohen. Then this tzadik, whether he's actually a kohen or not, he's called a kohen, v'tzarich leelbish atzmo midobad, and he needs to dress himself in linen tunic. v'hitbodedut machshavato. So he's taking the words mido bad, the linen, madim in modern Hebrew is an army uniform. You wear your madim, that's your green army uniform, or tan, depending on what unit you're in. So mido, we've been translating as tunic, but that it really just means like the uniform of the Kohen. So the Noam Elimelech is taking that word mido, and he is applying it to the word midotav, which means your character attributes. And then the word bad, which means linen, he's taking as hitbodedut, which is meditation. So he's saying that tzaddik, the one who's taking all this as a metaphor and applying it to his life, he needs to fix his character traits with meditation of thought. Umichnase bad, yobash, umichnase bad, yobash avisaro. So these linen pants that he wears on his flesh. So you need the linen tunic that covers the upper part of your body, in which case you fix your character attributes, but you also need the linen, bad hitbodedut, on your flesh, which are pants, and that covers the area of sexuality. Which is to say he needs to work on his desires, and it would be sexual desires here. And now back to the Pesukim, he lifts up the ashes that the fire has consumed. I love this explanation. So what does it mean? He lifts up the ashes that the fire consumed. It's impossible for us to, for a man, to break down all the character attributes with which he was born from the womb of his mother. So if we can't break them down, if we can't get rid of them, we can lift them up towards holiness. How? L'mashal, for example, mi sheyesh bo midat ka'as, somebody who has the attribute of anger. Yasur mi ka'as achitzonit, v'yichos al ha-resha'im, v'chein b'kol ha-midot. So he should remove this external anger, and he should be angry at the wicked people, and so too with all of the attributes. So we need to redirect our bad attributes towards holiness. V'samo etzel hamizbeach, and you place it next to the altar. Peirush kaniktav le'el, she'asim hamida el hakdusha. That is exactly as we just explained, that he places the attributes to the holiness. Dehainu b'im yavolich os o shar mida. That is to say, if he comes to be angry or any other attribute, yishaber atzmo lehaviota hamida el hakdusha. He should break himself so that he brings this attribute to the holiness. Upashatet begadav v'lavash begadim acharim. What does it mean that he takes off those clothes and he puts on other clothes? V'tzalamar she'achar kach Yavo el madriga yoter. So that is to say, after he's gone through this process of fixing or getting rid of or raising his character attributes, he'll come to a level, into a higher level. Ad she yufshat mikol v'kol mikol hamidot, until he will strip himself of all of these attributes. Ve'hotzia tadashen michutz matana, and he takes out the ash to outside of the camp. That he shouldn't come at any time from the midot, the attributes that he was born with. Everything should be for holiness. So he completely turned around this very one person limited to a Kohen man in his act in the Mishkan. And he turns it around and tells us how it's relevant for all of us and a metaphor for how we can improve our character attributes. Now on to the Sfat Emet. The Pasuk Hi Ha'ola Al Mukta. So when the Pasuk says, this is the burnt offering on the fire, Ubi Er Aleha, and you should burn it, Etzim, with the wood, Esh Tamid Tukad, the eternal light burns. So he's paraphrasing all the Pesukim that we went over. Yadua mi divrei kacho shel besht. So he's quoting the Baal Shem Tov. Ki tzarich liot tamid nekuda hitlahavut b'lev ish Yisrael. There always needs to be a point of enthusiasm, excitement, in the heart of every Jewish person. And that's why it says the eternal light is burning. Hamizbeach ramaz al halev. The altar hints at is a metaphor for the heart, the human heart, because the altar is the center of everything in the Beit HaMikdash, of what's going on, and the heart is the center of us. And just like the Mizbeach always has a fire burning on it, so too, we should always have a fire burning in our heart. V'tamid eno daika bizman. So tamid, eternal, doesn't exactly point to a time. I don't really understand what he means by this. About tzarich liyot hitlavut al tamid. But there needs to be some kind of passion. That's the word I was looking for, passion for hitlavut. That's eternal. U'kesh mekabel al atzmo b'kol lev v'nefesh shelo yishtaneh az lo tikabeh. And when he accepts upon himself with all of his heart and soul that he won't change, that he'll always have this passion, then it will not be extinguished. Ukeshehit lavut hu kera'ui, and when his passion is proper, mitmela machshava ra'ah ha'olal halev, nisrefet behevel halev. Then, in and of itself, when he has an evil thought that comes up from the heart, it'll be burnt in the vacuous part of the heart, kehames doneg, like wax melts mipnei esh, before fire. So with this commitment to constant passion for Torah and for Judaism, then that's the fire that will extinguish any evil thoughts that come up. Be'idei shenisrefet machshava zara behevel halev ba'achar kach or chadash. And since they burnt the evil thought, the foreign thought, in the vacuous part of the heart, afterwards comes a new light. And that's when it says it burns on the altar the entire night. And afterwards it says, and it burns. This is what's written in the creation of the world. It was evening and it was morning. Because this is what God did. He made the light so that you could distinguish it, ayudei hataarovet, from the mixture. Light allows you to distinguish. Ukmo shekatuv yachin v'tzadik yalbash, and like it says in a pasuk from Iov, he will prepare and a righteous man will wear them. Ukvi srifat machshavot zarot, kach nitchadesh lo baboker koach chadash. And just like the burning of the foreign thoughts, so too, he will be renewed in the morning. A new strength will be renewed. Dichtiv mechadesh b'chol yom. Like we say in davening before the Shema, he renews every single day. Afal piken mitzvah lehavi min ha'hediot. And despite this, it's still a commandment that we have to bring the earthly fire, baboker baboker, every single morning. So that's our partnership with God, that the heavenly fire is always there, but we need to bring our earthly fire, the commitment that we're going to maintain that passion. Okay, the Shem Yishmol. Hamaracha shel kiyum ha'esh, this whole arrangement of establishing the fire, romezet leguf, it's a hint to the body. Shemitzad atzmo in bo shavach, in and of itself, the body doesn't have anything praiseworthy. Rather, it carries and listens to the strengths of the soul and the intellect. And that's the heavenly fire. Tia bo'eret ba'adam, that it should be burning in man. Hein ba'guf, hein ba'nefesh, hein ba'sechel. It should be part of our body, our soul, and our intellect. Rishpe rishpe esh, all of these flames. And the one who extinguishes the fire of the altar has transgressed. And the example to this, what does it mean to extinguish the fire on the altar? It means a person who becomes cold and cold in his service to Hashem. He doesn't have any passion, he doesn't have any feeling. It's an obligation on that person to awaken inside of him warm feelings b'chol yom, every single day. And he shouldn't depend on the natural heat that's inside of him. ulezer ram zuzal. In this, the rabbis hinted at, afal pisha esh yoredet min hashamayim, even though the fire comes down from heaven, we have the heavenly fire, mitzvah lahavi min hahedyot. It's still a mitzvah for each person to light his own soul as well and to make sure that he's passionate about Torah. So that's the Shem Yishmael. Panim Yafot, the Rabbi Pinchas Horowitz, who was the Rabbi of the Chatam Sofer. V'yesh lefaresh mishum hachi, hi ha'ola al mukta, al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. So he's going to explain, again, same psukim. This is a burnt offering on the fire, on the altar, all night until the morning. Hainu ramaz al ha'galut, didome le'layla. So this is a hint to the exile that is similar to night. Kedichtiv, as it says in Yeshayahu, he calls from Seir, watchman, what will be of the night? Watchman, what will be of the night? Shomer me'alayla. Ad ha'boker, until the morning, hainu ha'ge'ula. So the morning, so this fire is going to burn all night while we're in exile, until the morning. This is the redemption. V'yesh lefaresh ma shekatu v'esh ha'mizbeach tukadbo. And now we can explain what's written, and the fire of the altar burns on it. Kmo b'sha'at ha'mikdash haya mitzvah la'vi esh min ha'hadyat. Just like during the time of the mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, it was a commandment to bring fire from a human person. Be'achar kach esh yored milamala. And afterwards, the heavenly fire would come down. Kein hu be'esek ha'torah. So too it is whenever you're busy with Torah. As we learn in Masechet Shabbos, Habala Taher Masayin Lo, the one who comes to purify is aided, he aids him. And Kamosha Katuv Chazal, and as the rabbi says, it's a great expression, Rabbi in Shir Shirim Rabbah, Rabbi Yossi says that Hashem says to the Jews, my children, open for me an opening of tshuva, the size of the point of a needle, and I'll open for you doorways which are large enough that wagons can enter. V'hatorah nimshala la'esh, and the Torah is compared to fire, kedichtiv, as it says in Yirmiyahu, halo kol divrai ke'esh, behold, my words are like fire. V'kevan she'adam potech be'esh min ha'hedyot, and since a person opens with human fire, earthly fire, misayeh oto be'esh shamala, then the fire from heaven comes down and helps him. Shehu esh achla esh, this is fire that eats fire. As we learn in Kedushin, and this is from Kedushin, a sage from the school of Rabbi Yishmael taught, my son, if this wretched one, the evil inclination, encounters you, pull it into the study hall. Go and study Torah. If it is a stone, it will melt. And if it is iron, it will break. As it is stated with regard to the Torah, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Just, and that's from Yirmiyahu, just as a stone shatters a hammer, so too can one overcome his evil inclination, which is as strong as iron, through Torah study. So Torah study is the secret weapon of the Jews for both ourselves, for our own self-protection. Okay, now the student of who we just read, the Panim Yafot, the Chatam Sofer. V'esh ha'mizbeach tukadvo. So again, the fire of the altar burns on it. U'bi'era la'akoyim itzim baboker baboker. And the Kohen burns on it the wood every morning. So again, you see this theme continuing that the fire is the fire in our heart. So the fire, the heavenly fire, burns in the heart of every Jew. Because inside every Jew is holy. And that's from Hosea where it says, Bekir v'cha kadosh, inside of you is holy. And the fire of the flame of God burns in it, in him. V'alkein u'bi'era la'ha'koin. And therefore, the coin burns upon it. Who's the Kohen in this case? Hu ha'navi o'machiach hador. This is the prophet or the rebuker of the generation. Shehema b'vchinat kohanim. They are an aspect of a priest. K'di'ita b'rambam sof hilchot shmita v'yuval, yoval, shekol achad yechol liot b'vchinat kohen. So Rambam explains that everyone has the opportunity to have an aspect of the priest, of a priest in them. U'kmo shekatu b'shmuel bet, like we learn in Shmuel bet, u'b'nei David kohanim hayu. It describes the children of David as Kohanim, even though David came from Yehuda, he was not a Kohen. It just means an important, influential person. Ubi'er leha etzim baboker baboker, and he shall burn the wood on it each morning. Ya'ir ozen kelimudim, you waken your ear to learn. I don't know what that expression means exactly. Ve'aracha leha o'ola, and you arrange on it the sacrifice. Lamala mitzvot, mitzvah shebein adam lemakom. So doing this is raising the mitzvah between God and man. V'hiktira lehachalvei shlamim, and you make all of the parts of the fat go up in smoke. That creates shalom bein adam lechaveiro, peace between man and man. V'alidei zeh ish tamid tukad al mizbeach, Hashem lo tichveh, and by way of this, there will be an eternal fire on the altar of Hashem that can't be extinguished. Ki lo alman Yisrael, for Israel is not widowed. Neither is Judah widowed from his God, the Lord of hosts, for the land is full of guilt from the Holy One of Israel. So even this is the end of Yirmiyahu, after the Beis HaMikdash already been destroyed, Israel is still not widowed. We still have Hashem, it's eternal. Velo techave ish Torah, and the fire of Torah will never be extinguished. Okay, and finally, we have the Shir Ma'on, the grandson of the Chatam Sofer, who died in the Holocaust, was killed in Auschwitz. Zot Torah Ta'ola, hi Ha'ola al Mukta. So this is the Torah of the Ola, this is the Ola that's burnt. Amru Chazal Menachot, Kuf Yod Amud Aleph. So Rabbi said in the Gemara, Kol ha'osek v'Torah ki'ilu hikriv ola mincha chatat v'asham. Anybody who busies himself with Torah, it's as if he made these offerings in the Beit HaMikdash. Sh'ne'amar zot ha'Torah le'ola le'mincha u'lechatat v'gomer. Because for each one of these offerings, it says zot ha'Torah. Just like it says for us that we read zot ha'Torah le'ola, this is the Torah of the Ola. It also says it for the mincha and for the chatat. Chad manda amar, kol ha'osek b'Torah, eno tzarich lo ola, v'lo mincha, v'lo chatat. So the way they're interpreting this and connecting it is anybody who busies himself with Torah does not need not an ola, not a mincha, and not a chatat, and not an asham. Sh'ne'amar zot ha'Torah le'ola, le'mincha, u'lechatat. U'b'lashon Mishnah, so in the language of the Mishnah, so when it says in the pasuk, "Zot Torah Ha'ola Hi Ha'ol Le'ola," in the language of the Mishnah, when it says Le'ola, and that's in Menachot and Le'mincha, what you can really read it as Lo'ola, Lo Mincha. So you don't need it if you have Torah. You don't need the actual korbanot. And this small part was just another example of how you can get low out of le. V'darish zot ha'Torah, mi she'osek v'Torah le'ola le'mincha, lo'ola ve'lo mincha. And they explained this is the Torah, that one who is busy with Torah of the korbanot, which is what we're doing right now, he doesn't, eino tzarich lam, he doesn't need the actual korbanot. V'yesh liten ta'am kamru zal, chazal, and we can give a reason to what the rabbi said in another Gemara Sota, de Torah megina u'matzle shelo yavo lidei chet. The Torah protects you so that you won't come to sin. Im ken ha'osek v'Torah eino ba lidei chet. And therefore one who is busy learning Torah will not sin. V'lo tzarich l'korbanot shavayim l'kafara. And he won't need these korbanot, these offerings that come to atone you. So learning Torah keeps you from needing any of these korbanot. Learning about the korbanot means you won't need the korbanot. Ki gam ha'ola ba l'chapara al hirhor halev. Because even the ola, which was daily, comes to atone for daydreams. Ve'al mitzvat ase ve'al lav hanitak la'ase. And different positive commandments and negative commandments that's just connected from the positive. Vihine korbanot enam k'shevim ela b'yom. And behold, here's another limitation of the korbanot that you don't have with Torah, that korbanot are only kosher if you do them during the day. Likely, we learn in Megillah, mikra b'yom tzav tov, on the day of this command. Aval mi she'osek v'torah, oleh shehu ki'ilu hikriv oleh. But one who learns the Torah of the oleh, it's as if he learned about the, it's as if he offered an oleh. Ola kazo yuchol ikriv gam balayla. And if you're learning about the ola, you can do that at night too. So you can offer this particular type of ola when you're learning Torah at night. Vizeh zot Torah ta'ola hi ha'ola. And that's what it means in the pasuk when it says this is the Torah of the ola, this is the ola. Im ayideh limud Torah ta'o hu makriv ola. If he's offering an ola through learning Torah, learning the Torah of the ola, hi ha'ola al mukda. Kol ha'layla et ha'boker. Then this becomes an ola offering on the fire all night long until the morning. Ola kazo yachol la'akriv kol ha'layla. An offering like this you can bring all night long. V'hine ketiv u'bi'era la'hakoyin etzim ba'boker ba'boker. And later in our psukim it says, and the kohen burns the wood upon it every morning. U'berashi, Rashi, in what the first Rashi we looked at, afal pi kishabat esh min hashamayim mitzvah lehavi min hahetyot, that even though the fire came from the heaven, it's still a mitzvah to bring the fire from a human. V'yesh lirmoz b'zeh shekol ish Yisrael, af sheyesh lo ha'arak dosha ve'esh yahodut shobalo min hashamayim. And this is a hint that in every Jewish person, even though he has this holiness in him, and the holiness of Judaism that comes to him from the heavens, mikomakom mitzvah lehavi min ha'hadyot. It's still a mitzvah for each and every one of us to bring our own fire. She'arverata b'shalhevet zeh ayidei divrei musar. That he will be inflamed, passionate, and it'll awaken him with this flame by way of words of musar, sometimes translated as rebuke. Kederach esh dolek. Like the fire that burns and expands him and burns very well. And that's what it means when it says this eternal flame that burns on the altar, do not extinguish it for the good. So these are just some examples of how we can relate these very specific jobs of the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash to our lives today. A, without the Beit HaMikdash, even if you're not a Kohen, it applies to every one of us as a Jew. And you can see the common theme through them all is to make sure that we all have our own fires lit inside of us, so that by fulfilling the command of bringing the human fire, may we all merit to see the heavenly fire also come down soon in our days. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.